Hello, my name is Letitia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a question.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
The 1C category of people, and it has a statement in it referencing people who are in high risk. Is that only for the people 65 to 74?
I think so, because I think that's where they have opened the list up.
So that particular criteria for people who are at high risk is only for the people who are 65 to 74?
Yes, ma'am. I believe so. I'm looking.
Because see, it's kind of confusing because it doesn't stipulate that, it doesn't repeat that same statement sentence in 65 to 74. And to me, it needs to state that. And it's just saying people who are at high risk, because it's misleading to think, okay, I'm in a high risk group, but I'm not 65 years old yet.
Mm-hmm.
For the medical condition that I have.
Let's see. Person 65 and above, essential
healthcare worker. At least that is one group of people. And then in the 1C category, it talks about people who are in high risk, but then stipulate the age.
I haven't received an email that they've opened it up to 1C just yet.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe that was the state part I was looking at, with the 1A, 1B, and the 1C category. So 1C is not officially open up. Do you know when 1C will be open up?
No, ma'am. We don't even know when they're going to start back scheduling appointments right now.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have any information about the 1C.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Okay, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Stay safe.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.